Thank you. Thank you, Sahar. They're very noisy today. Thank you, gentlemen. Please. Yeah. I might have to go back. And if I go back, usually they're a little quieter for a little while. Mm-hmm. This may be our last satsang because they're closing the yoga schools and all of that. And, Yeah, thank you, Arjuna. But don't be very kind to them. I mean, this is where they live. So we're just going to have to put up with it. And it's not a big deal to put up with it, unless it gets really out of hand. You know, we were looking this morning at this coronavirus story. I would say one thing for sure, not to be frightened about anything. If it's not happening on you, why would you be frightened? Why to put fright out and attract kind of like an energy that is not supportive whenever you're afraid of nothing. And be cautious. We aren't dismissing it. Be very, very cautious about how you are. Again, I say that Indians are astounded how Westerners drink after each other, which is considered filthy here. Eating off of each other's plate, it's not a good thing. It's never been a good thing. So you have to be really self-conscious about how you are with yourself. And I would say not to fear anything. Why? You know, we were in my living room. My living room is my bedroom, my kitchen, my living room, my bathroom. The whole thing is one room. Huh? And the people who helped me were sitting with me. And here we are. Here we are on the Ganges. I'm not anywhere else. And I'm not ignoring what's going on. As a matter of fact, I'm not ignoring it at all. And our ashram is an ashram of prayer. Our ashram is an ashram of bodhisattvas. Bodhisattva means that we live for the enlightenment of the planet. That's what we live for. We don't live for anything else. It's a humble, humble offering unto the world. Unnoticed, which is really good. So what is happening right now is that everybody take that worried look off your face. Here we are in satsang. There, that's a little better. I can feel the difference in the energy. For what are you afraid of? If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. If you die, you die. And if you don't, you don't. Isn't that the way it is always? If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. If you die, you die. If you don't, you don't. That's always the way it is. You know, this is the thing. This is the difference between how a yogi lives. Yogi means one who is seeking union with oneself, which actually you can't be separate from yourself ever. You can only think you are, which is the big problem, which is no problem at all because there's nothing there except for letters floating around in the mind. And you believing in them so much that you deplete your entire immune system through fear of what is not happening to you. God bless the world. So we're sitting in my living room, and what we have come to see is this. The world is more silenced now with the mass of population than it has ever been in the history of the world. Everything has stopped. Everything has stopped. The airplanes have stopped. The work has stopped. You know, and it looks really not so good. And there's, you know, like Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, he says, for every action, there is a positive and a negative result. Every action represents a positive and a negative result. You take your choice or stay in the center. Every action, even well-meaning action, can have a negative result. So that's where we live. And if you remain in the center, then it'll work itself out. And maybe you're a part of that, and maybe you're not a part of that. In some way, we're all a part of that, in some way. Being that the world is more silenced now, yeah, what?
Something to share that came to the door. Somebody from the health department came.
Yes.
And they would like, they're going to go to another program right now,
but
they want us all to stay here until they come back.
Oh, that's good.
Because they're going to do the little test.
Good. They're going to test everybody in the room. Well, it's good. Why not? Why should they not?
And he's glad that we're all in one place.
Me too. I'm glad we're all in one place too.
Thinking that despite there's now a ban on more than 10 people gathering right now.
I didn't hear that.
That maybe it would be a good idea if we kept going for a little while so that people would come and gather and they could test everybody at one time.
It would be okay. Whatever they want to do. You know, we're not going to ignore it. But I'm not going to get in fear over it. And if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. If I die, I die. And if I don't, I don't. Well, how much do you want to invest in what you think? How much do you want to invest in scaring yourself to death? Go for it. If that's what you want to do, nobody can stop you. But I'm here to remind you that where you are, you're on the banks of the Ganges. You're in the moment. And the world is more quiet now than ever. The world has never been so quiet as it is right now. This is pretty amazing. And we as bodhisattvas, I don't know about you. I don't know how you offer your prayers or don't offer your prayers or what you see your contribution to the world as or not. Do I have your attention or not? I feel the room is quite scattered, attention-wise. I wouldn't fear anything I didn't need to fear. I save my survival mode for when it needs to kick in. I would like to leave you with that so you can do with it what you want. You can throw it in your spiritual trash can, or you can consider it. Because really, the best thing you can do for yourself ever is to be in peace. And the second thing you, or maybe the first thing you can do for yourself is always be ready to die. Always. And in a good way. Just to leave the world. Actually, nothing dies but the body. The body is left to the planet from which it came, and one is. The energy is in transformation. We know that. That's not a theory. So being that the world is quiet now, can you imagine what the energy field of the world looks like now, except for the worry factor? All of the machines are closed down and silenced. So the vibration, the frequency of the world must be different. And for we who are pouring our consciousness into consciousness in a beneficial way to enlighten the world, which many, 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 many people are doing now. We're joining arms. Tibet was doing that for a long, long time. The indigenous people are doing that. The Kogi are doing that. The Buddhists are certainly doing that. The Christians, the mystics are taking hold right now, because actually the best time to practice is when the practice is necessary. Yeah, thank you, Adi. We don't want to practice when it's not necessary, but when it's necessary, we just put it aside. But that's the time to breathe. It's up to you what you do. I can do nothing for you from inside yourself. Only you can do from inside your own consciousness, which is a wonderful thing. I can bring you suggestions. I can bring you direction. I can bring you grace from my lineage, our lineage. There's many things that can happen here energetically, but ultimately you're responsible for your own. And that's, I feel that's really, that's strengthening to a human being, that somebody else can't carry you so that your legs are weak. But this is a very good time for practice. The whole world is quiet. And my sense is, out of this really difficult moment on the planet, something marvelous is going to occur. Already Italy, on the thin little narrow streets inside their homes, are singing together. Well, whoever thought of that? Now they have time to do it. And it must be transforming something within their hearts because they're doing it, because they're alive in that song for each other and for their home. That's just a small smitten. This is a difficult moment. We're not saying it isn't. We're not trying to make a pile of crap look like a flower. Both flower and crap are there. We never dismiss the hardships of the world to make it smell good. But a yogi sees everything as what it is. And fear not. And when you need to, when your survival mechanism needs to kick in, it will. And if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't. And if you live, you live. And if you die, you die. And that's the way it is anyhow. And that's the way it is anyhow. Can I help you? Can I help you? Hey, hello? 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 Can I? Hello? Sir? Can I help you? What do you want? What does he want?
He says he wants Maharaji.
You should go and see Maharaji. Okay, but maybe you go to Maharaji's what's he say?
Swami Mitaji.
Mitaji has passed away.
Long time.
Huh?
I take Mitaji's grandson.
Ah, you're Mitaji's grandson. Namaste ji. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, but we need to have satsang, okay? Is that okay? Well, welcome, but we need to have satsang, okay? Thank you very much. And if you want to go, if you want to go to Maharaji, no problem. Okay? Okay, good. Mitaji was a very, very, very important element. Alive, great soul in this ashram. Who knew him? Yeah. So thank you. I'm happy you're here. Any questions? So this, and I would like very much today, being that the energy fields are about as clear and crystal clear as they've ever been on the planet up to now, in the situation of difficulty. That's so amazing, isn't it? Trudy, are you going to be okay? Good. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. If you live, you live. If you die, you die. God bless the world. So right now is a really, really important time because the energy on the planet, it has been silenced. What the heck is that? That the energy on the planet has been silenced. We can either dance in it, or we can be trepidatious in it. We can be still in it, or we can be worried in it. It's up to you. I won't waste my time with any of it. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. If I live, I live. If I die, I die. What?
I had this realization yesterday that, and it's very similar to what you're talking about as well, that we do all of this work for the awakening of the planet and for people to realize that we're all one and that everything is a mystery. And I know for me personally, it's one thing to have the experience and know that there are lots of people that don't have that experience yet, and it's another to live and feel that everyone is actually coming to that awareness kind of around the same time.
No, they are. They are, they are, they are, they are, they are. It's really odd to me that human beings don't understand the very basic premise, because this is only a very basic premise. It's not a big deal that all is one. I don't understand why it takes years and years and years and talking and pushing to get people to see what's really there. This I have never understood. Why are you resisting it? Because I don't see it. Because it isn't proven to me. Well, life is proof enough, isn't it? So it's very obvious. Today I'm a little on the really nice edge. I really like it. I'm really happy to be with you. I'm extremely happy to be with you. So what I would like to do together, one thing for sure, is to chant the Gayatri Mantra for the world, with the world in this crystal clear energy. The only thing that's not so crystal clear is the worry and the making things like this. And maybe they need to be made a little like that. I can't say. I'm not going to say anything about it. Maybe it needs to have this kind of... Maybe it's really important to have it. But we don't have to eat it and we don't have to digest it. We just listen and see what's happening. But with this very silent energy on the planet, we can offer the Gayatri Mantra in a way that we could never offer it before. Why? Because the world has been in clatter. In clatter. Clatter. The only thing that's clattering now are thoughts. It's how you, the whole spirituality story is how you think. That's it, period, from day one. That's it. Every great tradition knows that that's true. And the way to silence thought or to soften it so it's not beating you in the forehead is to breathe. And that's a science. Breath is a science. So let's breathe a little bit together. Get in a little bit of a yogic posture. You don't have to be rigid. Comfortable is best. And what you want to do while you're breathing, while you're learning how to breathe accurately so that you're not inundated with your own thinking, which is usually negative. Is that true or not? This has been going on from the first day of creation. We belittle others, we judge others, we decide about them when we don't know anything about them. We hurt ourselves with our own self-judgment, clinging to the past, worried about the future. And we don't need any of it because here we sit in this room on the Ganges together. And this is the great secret, so to speak, of presence. And this is what breath brings, is presence. Where you are, to see where you are, not where you're not. You understand? Good. While we breathe, and we're going to breathe through our nostrils evenly, gently. Where are you? Where are you? No, I want to know where you are. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? You are 2 days ago. Well, that's okay. Just be aware that you're 2 days ago. We don't judge anyone for what they're doing. But we just make them aware of what's happening. And through this awareness, things change on their own. Once a person is aware, they can never get rid of that awareness anymore. And it begins to serve them really, really well. And it may take time, no problem. Be here now. Let us breathe through our nostrils and observe. Observe what happens. Observe how soft thoughts maybe in the background. Because when you breathe well, the breath is the king of thought, of the thought stream. And here I have to say one more thing. Mind is not our enemy. Mind is not thought. Thought is thought. Mind is mind. And mind is pristine like space all of the time. It's always pristine. You can't change it like the light in the room. You can't change the light in the room just by deciding it should be changed. Your mind is, the mind is always clear like space. You will not see it as long as you think otherwise. Are you okay there?
Good.
I'll take a watch. If somebody has a watch with them, secondhand. This meditation is not to go far away. This meditation is to be present. Can I get your attention? This meditation is to be present. Can I get your attention? This meditation is to be present. Are you present? Are you here? Are you here? Okay. Good. Wonderful. Okay? So, this meditation is to be present, not to go floating off somewhere. Other meditations float off somewhere, and they're also wonderful. Important. When I say the meditation is finished, it's finished. And we don't come back floating back. I say this so many times, we don't. None of that. Those meditations are also important. This meditation is very important as well. It's called the timeless meditation, and let us begin. Inhale evenly through your nostrils. Hold. Exhale. All the way. Hold. Inhale. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale evenly through the nostrils. Hold. Exhale through the nostrils. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Okay, that was a 2-minute and 5-second meditation. 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Did it do you any good?
Yes.
No? I don't believe you anyhow. If you say it didn't do you any good, I don't believe you. Could you think intensely with that breath? No, you could probably think. The thoughts probably came, but not so much as they are here. Isn't that right?
Yes.
This is a key. This is a key to silence, and this is a key to stillness, and this is a place of fearlessness, of courage, of insightfulness, of wisdom, of the ability to see in a broader scope, and heartfulness. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I can say that that's my experience, and that's the experience of great yogis from time immortal. And great world teachers, because they have left this information for you. They have left a trail of light for you. And you don't need to follow it externally. You need, or not, to follow it internally. Let it be what it is. And let's not assume what it is until we see what it is. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Good. Would you like to go through another meditation?
Yes.
Would you like to? Is anybody not want to do this? Okay. I'm not going to pay attention to those who say they don't want to anyhow. It's really good to be with you. I always feel it's a great honor to be with people who are sincere. This time when we cease, when I say hold, you hold your breath, but this time, go deep into the room and see that union in the room, because that union is a union that's always there. It's the undercurrent. You're seeing what's truly always there when you're present. It takes time, it's subtle. Are we ready? Like Milarepa goes, ah, he's listening to the clouds colliding in the sky. He's listening to the sunbeams hitting the planet. He's listening to the voice of the Ganges being created underneath the thought realm. So when we say hold, dive in like a baby dolphin into the sea, okay? Just go dip very deep into that moment. It's only a second long, 2 seconds. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Evenly through the nostrils. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. 1 minute and 5 second meditation. Hello. There. Now we're back. You ought to be laughing. Yeah, this is presence meditation. We're not going anywhere. We're just following the breath, seeing what peace it brings. Does it or does it not? Well, some of you are well practiced. And that holding is directing you to where the yogis are always directing you, to this very deep peace and silence, which you become extraordinarily intimate with. It's not a boring place. The places in life where you have to be stimulated indicate boredom. This is not a boring place. There's so much to be unlearned, so much information, and so much presence, which almost sometimes people just absolutely don't get that their full life. I remember last year, one of my students said, I have been present now for the first time in my 61 years. I know what that is right now. So now that we have changed the energy in the room, although it was very wonderful. Anyhow. How many of you know the Gayatri Mantra? Great. And you know, singing Gayatri Mantra with Deva Premo or Premo is not the Gayatri Mantra. Be very aware that when you're singing the Gayatri Mantra, you're not chanting the Gayatri Mantra. You're singing a song with the Gayatri Mantra words intact, which is beautiful. Beautiful. But it's not the mantra. The mantra is spoken in a very specific way. on a very specific frequency, and the song does not hit it. When I started the Gayatri Intensive, some people would say, oh, I've been singing it for years. And I said, well, tell me how you've done that. I was singing it with this one or that one, like this or that. And I said, well, that's wonderful, actually. Huh? Very good. Excellent for you. Good for you. But that's not the mantra. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Sanskrit is very specific. Yes.
Namaste, Shantima.
Yep.
I wanted to ask if it's possible to make the crystal initiation for the Gayatri Mantra still?
No. We don't have the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you.
Don't have the time. And this coronavirus situation has brought, something else into play. And we have to give it attention. We don't have to scare ourselves to death about it or worry about tomorrow, but we do need to attend to it. Mm-hmm. Because it's important, no? Okay. So it's brought something else into play. Who does this white sapphire belong to? Oh, thank you. Babuji, just kidding. Mm-hmm. It's a nice one. Mm-hmm. How about if we chant 27 Gayatri mantras and we chant them for the world and we just enter this crystal silence that we have never ever had before. Such an amazing thing, isn't it? The world has stopped. I don't know why you give that attention there. Anyhow, never mind. So let's... have you not heard a cell phone before? Let's chant the Gayatri. And we'll chant 27 Gayatri mantras. And let us chant it for the welfare and the enlightenment of the planet. That is occurring. My guru used to speak to me about it all of the time, the Parivartan. Biblically, the apocalypse, meaning the unveiling. That you get to see the fifth world according to the Mayans. Lots of traditions know about this time. Let's chant the Gayatri Mantra in correlation with all of the great bodhisattvas and mystics and shamans and those people who are right now, I would educationally guess, are joining us in blessing the world at this amazing, amazing time. Let us begin. Om Bhurbhuva Swa Tat Savitur-Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Swa Tat Savitur-Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Swa Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Swa
Svatatsaviturvadenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvadenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvadenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi
Rest. And breathe in the energy of the Gayatri Mantra through your nostrils, as we did before. Inhale. Hold, like the silence of the earth. Hold. Exhale. And again, realize the stopping of everything. Inhale. And hold. And exhale. And let us wrap the planet in the light of the Gayatri. The Gayatri Mantra is the frequency which lit the sun. And we can admit, enter the mantra into the light of the sun. They're intimately entwined. The sun is Mother Gayatri's sun, Savitur, the light. And we ask Mother Gayatri to offer this lightness of spirit into the heart of everyone, that everyone will not only awaken, but enlighten, lighten up, and be well. Spiritually ignited. Ignite the world spiritually. Are you ready to chant again in that spirit? Let's do it. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svatatsaviturvarenyam Bhargo
Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuvasva Tatsavitravarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvasva Tatsavitravarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat.
One more.
Om Bhurbhuvasva Tatsavitravarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Naha Prachodayat.
Even in the stars and the heavens where it's nighttime, every available light, Gayatri travels on that light. And on the light of the heart, and on the light of the mind and the pineal gland, where the light is, there the blessing is. Is this a gentleman who is to be here for us, Sahara, in that way?
No, he just came for Gayatri, visited.
Okay. So we're going to chant 9 Gayatris more. Is that right? About? And we're going to offer this into the hearts of every soul, every being on the planet. And does it work? I don't know. We just chant it because we're like bees to the honeycomb. My master told me to do so, and I do so. Everything he told me to do was extraordinarily beautiful and good for me. That's why you're here, is because of him. You couldn't come here if it wasn't for him. There wouldn't be an ashram here if it wasn't for him. So you have walked in here, drawn by your heart, due to the lineage and due to your sincerity and your beauty and your desire for the right thing in life. God bless you in every way. So fortunate are we to have this conversation, even a little of it, at this time. Let us chant the Gayatri Mantra again, 9 times, and just see the mother blessing out of the solar sun. That's the story of the Gayatri Mantra. That's part of the story of the Gayatri Mantra. The story of the Gayatri Mantra is dense, very dense. Thank you, Premo. Mm-hmm. Okay. Monkeys are going to be very happy. You can put... Thank you. Puja going well?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So we have, before we chant this, we have a puja going, we have a ceremony going in the yagshala. Yagshala means the firehouse. That is just to say, just to express gratitude. We're not asking for anything. We're saying, thank you, Ma. Thank you, Mother Lakshmi, who you are yourself, the earth, the giver. Thank you. So that fire is going to go on until Saturday. And Sunday, I tell you something else. Let's chant the Gayatri, and then I tell you. From your heart to the sun, that it beam everywhere, and you have no idea how much this magic works so beautifully, does it? I'm not sure. Let us chant.
Om Bhurbhuva Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi.
Excellent.
Om Bhurbhuva Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat.
Not too fast. Not too fast. Excellent. Let beat it.
Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat.
Really good.
Om Bhurbhuva Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva
Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Rest. The quiet world, the world that has stopped. It's amazing. It's amazing that the world has stopped. Is it astrological? Is it destined? It is destined because it happened. Amazing, amazing. I don't think we can hold people here, Sahara. I don't think that's going to be possible to hold people here. Satsang will be over when it's over. Maybe they can come tomorrow or... Right. But to sit and wait for Indians to finish anything is... Sorry. Yeah.
Is there a place we can go to voluntarily get tested?
We'll find that out. We do have their contact information, so after when satsang does end, then we can manage...
No, just tell them that we're going to end satsang very soon, so what shall we do? We can't hold people here. That's called kidnapping. Yeah.
Very happy, and the rest can just go.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Very easy. Very easy. My only problem with it, I don't have a problem with it, but. Oh, good. Let them come in. great. Precautions, you know, we have to take all precautions. We shouldn't, you know what I mean? We should go with it and not fight it. Primo, your hair is turning black. What's going on? Did you always have black hair in there?
When I was young, yes.
Well, you're not young anymore, so what's happening? Primo's getting her hair back black. Wow. It's beautiful. Yeah. So what's happening? How is it happening? Okay. Must be important. Come. What's that? Sunday, we want to have a ceremony. They may stop us, but right now it looks like we're going to have this ceremony. Thank you. Sorry about that. So many Indian. I have heard so many Indian phone calls just go, acha, 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 huh? Ah, acha, acha, acha. So Sunday we're going to have a ceremony, which is an offering, and we're bringing a kogi ceremony here, which is a big honor for us to have a kogi ceremony. And part of the ceremony is to consider what you want to leave behind in your life, to cut away. You can start thinking about it now. If you need to think like that. It's called consideration. And the other side of it is to what you want to live in your life. The teachings are only worth anything once they're alive. If they're just if they're only in a book, you only read the book and get inspired and don't live the teachings, well, that's okay. No problem. That's what you're doing. But to have the teachings functioning for you in result, you have to live them. Or not. I always say or not. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. Not up to anyone else. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we have, we will show you how that works. And I also want very much, Sahara, can you just tell him to step out of the door, please, with his telephone call?
He's explaining to us what he needs.
Can he do that outside the door? Thank you. It's just for a moment. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, really. Thank you. Indian people are so kind. They're so compliant. They don't look back at you and say, what the hell do you think? Why do you think that I should go out the door? I don't want to go out the door. Why do I need to go out the door? Who are you to tell me to go out the door? I get that so much from my own students. I'm amazed by it, really. The Indian people are so kind. They're so compliant. They're so easy. They're so they flow so nicely. If you ask them to do something, they don't want to punch you in the nose for daring to ask. I've been doing this 30 years. Hello. 30 years. I know what I'm doing. I'm sitting in this chair in this ashram for 30 years. I know what I'm talking about. It's not, surely what I'm talking about is not 100%. There's always somebody that's not so sweet, not so kind, not so generous, corrupt, whatever. But mostly we get just such kindness out of the police officers. I can go back here and I can touch a police officer's heart. Just say, please be still for just an hour, please. And they just... And we have that kind of communication between us. I just love it. That's why people come to India, because it's upheld the jewel of spirituality for the world. And this ashram is definitely a part of that. So another part of this ceremony will be that you consider the mother. When we consider the mother, we consider the son. Men are so compromised nowadays. We wouldn't know it because it's not told. Without our men, what would we do? Without our sons? And once we get ourselves together like that again, violence between the sexes will be less and less and less because respect will be more prominent. What we want to do, always remember that the men are our sons and our brothers, our fathers. We're working on the women. All we hear about is women. We don't hear about the men. We need to remember them. They're being highly compromised at this time. Anyhow, what we want to do also in this ceremony is to consider, and I say mother, and I brought up the men because we're considering the feminine aspect. The masculine aspect is as important. To say thank you to the earth. Write it down. What you find, the gratitude for your body. Your body belongs to the earth. Anamaya Kosha, it's made of food. And it'll go back to the earth. Pranamaya Kosha, made of breath. The animating quality. Manamaya Kosha, the experience of perception. Vijnanamaya Kosha, wisdom. Vijnanamaya Kosha, wisdom. Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamaya Kosha. The joy of being. It's still Maya. Each one says Maya Kosha, the covering of the illusion. They all belong to the earth. So we're going to consider Mother and what she's given us. Everything that you have belongs to her. When you come into the world, your hands are like this. And you pry them apart and there's nothing in them, just in this baby's hand. They're just... And when you leave the planet, you're like this and you can take nothing with you. It all belongs to Mother. It's all on loan. So we will say thank you to her. So there's three parts of this puja, or this ceremony. What do you want to be free of now? Consider it seriously. What you want to live now, consider it seriously. And what you see in your heart to recognize in gratitude to life on earth, to the Great Mother who has given us every possibility, even a body. So that will be the closing ceremony to the gratitude to Mother Lakshmi, which is going on in the fire house right now until Saturday. That prayer is going to go on. 15 Brahmins are chanting for that, for the thank you, nothing else. There's nothing greater than gratitude. That's the highest energy field that you can reach in this planet. It puts everything in perspective. The only higher frequency that you can get to, because gratitude is love, is silence and stillness. And there is a language without words, an understanding that will come eventually, little by little, because it's so subtle. It's so subtle. I put it on here so you can get it again. We have, as human beings, to come back together. over genders or colors or races or countries, color races, countries or status or whatever it is. The real true awakening of the planet, and that's just the awakening, it's not the enlightenment, it's just the spark which creates huge fires. Is that we care for each other. And it becomes important to us to do so. And our heart's engaged, then our heart is totally engaged. And really, a person who is truly loving, which to me, again, means neutrality, open neutrality, a rich field. Is a blessing to the planet. And it's a humble gratitude for finding that place within oneself. It's not a badge, it's not a trophy, it's not, I'm like that. Nobody cares if you're like that or not, really. You care. I care. But ultimately, it's up to you to care for yourself. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yeah, up to you. Whatever you do is whatever you do. Sahara's mother is a nurse. Okay, we got a little clinic going over here. It'll be good. I feel it's really good for us just to go through. Hopefully they're not like disintegrating our third eye.
What do you think?
You're done. You're done. Well, if we have the ceremony Sunday, yeah, we should gather at 9:30, 10 o'clock. We'll get it settled. Yeah, we have to have the right time, not just this kind of time. But probably 10 o'clock. How's the puja going and the fire ceremony? Wonderful. Very powerful, yeah. Well, when you say thank you, it's great. Anything from you? No, you're so welcome. Thank you. I tell you, I really, to be in the presence of you is really important to me. It gives me such a me, this kind of me word is so strange. It's just such a blessing. Maybe we consider that when we're together, what a blessing it is to be together in whatever room we're in or whatever restaurant we're in. In the Kogi tradition, of course, the Kogi live in the Sierra Nevada way up in the mountains, so they don't meet so many people. But their story is that every person that they encounter in life has become important to them, has an important... That meeting is important. They might only meet three people in their life, but so... right? Because they're hidden away in the Sierra Nevada taking care of the heart of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for this picture. It sends dreams to mother, son.
And now I have the possibility, and now I have the possibility to send my love, what I felt, to the sun back. And I'm so happy that I have now a kind of connection. I can do a circle with the sun. And
it's always been there, too. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You just discover, don't you? Spirituality is discovery. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I want to go over one thing that he said, and I feel it's really important for those who haven't heard it before. And I've got somebody in the assembly who really gets irritated with me around it. But it's okay. Fine. I don't care. I don't care who's irritated. Usually if you're irritated, your mind is still on it, and that's a nice thing. Krishna used to say, hate me or love me if your mind's on me. Doesn't matter what you do. Self-love is already functioning. You don't have to worry about it or wonder how to get there, and I'd like to display that to you. This idea of self-love is not a good idea. It's not a good idea at all. Why? I want your attention. Or we don't have to talk about it also. We don't have to talk about it. If it's too much, like over there, we're not going to be angry about it. We're just going to say, okay, we talk about it another time. Yeah. We can talk about it now. So self-love is already functioning, and this idea that you have to self-love is really like choking someone. People always say, I don't know how, it's not enough. I don't know what the word enough means. Sometimes people say, I've done my sadhana, is it enough? I don't have any idea what enough is. If you love what you're doing, do what you do. If you're just gathering merit, okay. No problem. Just gather merit. That you comb your hair. Sahara never does, by the way. Gee, now I have to change the... That you comb your hair. Oh, Walter. Oh, yeah, Arjuna. Arjuna, Walter, and Sahara. Well, the next thing will apply to you. So, that you lay your head on a pillow at night is self-love. I say that in the cold, when you put a warm blanket on, is self-love. When you wash your body, it's called self-love. When you drink water, it's self-love. When you feed the body, it's self-love. When you buy clothes that you love, it's self-love. This idea that I have to love myself is so dangerous because it's already going on. And we should get in touch with what we are already living in self-love. When we read something we enjoy, it's self-love. When we meet somebody we enjoy, it's self-love. This idea that you have to love yourself is already going on. And it's dangerous because people say, I don't know how, and I understand that. I don't know how, I don't know if it's enough, and I don't know how. It never seems like I do. And the fact is you do. The very fact that you have blue on and that you have tan on and that you have a printed shirt, and that you're here. The very fact that you're here is a testimony to self-love. So let us forget that part, and let us see how it's already functioning really well in our lives. The tattoo that you have on your arm was done out of self-consideration and self-love, because you love it and you like what you're doing. So we get vacant when we get these ideas that we have to do something that's already actually functioning in a very subtle and kind of natural way, right? Well, okay, if you think you hate yourself, then you will arise that energy. But still, in the night when you're cold, you put on a warm shawl. In the morning, you will, or the evening, you will take a shower. You will eat something nice. And I don't like me. How am I ever going to like me? You're liking yourself a lot already. You're just locked into this idea that it's something other than it is. Be kind to yourself. Be generously kind and compassionate with yourself. Know that you're on the journey and you're certainly going to fall on your nose on occasion. No problem. No problem. That's part of the journey. And you're beautiful. And when you see through the eyes of love, and it's not always soft, sometimes it's very fiery and very, very much like an arrow flying through the air, hitting target, piercing through. Sometimes love looks like that. Be kind to yourself, generously kind to yourself. Forget these ideas that you hate yourself. That's not true. It's just not true. You're just learning. Isn't it so? Yeah. You're just learning. And unlearning. You're informing and unformation. I like the unformation better than I like the information. I have enough information. I'm overwhelmed by information. I like unformation. I'm going for that. What's it mean? It means to sit quietly or do your art or breathe or go to the Ganges or be at peace. That's what it means. It means be at peace. And if this is the last moment I have in my life, which it could be, I like that. That's exciting to me. That any minute this body goes back to its planet. I'm not going to waste 1 minute in hatred, anger. And if there's anger there, I'll say so, because it comes. I'm not going to waste 1 minute stirring my heart and soul in a negative manner. I love you. That's my privilege, is to love you. It's such a privilege to love you. It's a privilege. But what you do spiritually, you're on your own. I'm only here to mirror, bring the blessing of Maharaji, encourage, direct. And if you do, you do, and if you don't, you don't. That's the way my master was. If you do, you do, and if you don't, you don't. He felt that it comes from in here, not elsewhere. And the love you have for your journey comes from here. And we're here to support that and to encourage that and to bless that and to love you for it. Deeply. You know, really what's happening now is that the teachings are changing. The teachings are really changing. In Australia, you know those big fires that just happened? Terrible. But the one Aboriginal mob, they call themselves mobs. I like that. One Aboriginal mob who is around Uluru said that it's an energetic cleansing of the Australian continent. Not that things weren't hurt, not that they weren't really sad because of the loss. It gives me cold chills just to think of it. But ultimately, that's exactly what it was a cleansing of the energy of Australia. And this very Aboriginal person said, there's a new dreaming. There's a new way dreaming. There's a new way dreaming, and I feel that's true. I feel that we start from what's actual and evident rather than what's not actual and evident and try to sew it together to see what's actual and evident. We start that all things are of the totality of the universal intelligence, and no one is devoid of that, even by a grain of sand. Even the worst person on the planet, this the yogi sees, doesn't make the worst person on the planet a nice guy either. But we see, and we see clearly that everything, everyone, every experience is a mystery. And that puts things in perspective. I'm done. A lot of information today. A lot. So shall I go out first, Sahara? And
I think that would be best, and then we'll ask people to inform people what's going on.
Okay. What is it?
Can we
chant? I guess I'm missing the point.
Tilo would like to offer.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And
Tilo, where are you? Yeah, he's going to play Shakuhachi or Kyotaku. Okay, and I'm going to go get tested, and I'm going to listen from the other side of the curtain. Namaste.
Situation and you Thank you. Mm-hmm.